United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says there is growing frustration around the world with Myanmar's ruling generals. His comments came following a closed-door meeting with the so-called Group of Friends on Myanmar, which Ban created to exert more influence on the ruling junta in the country formerly called Burma for political and social reform. Myanmar's military, which has ruled since 1962, crushed pro-democracy protests led by Buddhist monks in September 2007. It holds more than 2,100 political prisoners, up sharply from nearly 1,200 before the demonstrations. Ban met with ruling generals in Myanmar last May after Cyclone Nargis left over 146,000 people dead and millions more homeless. Charles Bo, Archbishop of Yangon, was in Rome this week to brief Caritas Internationalis on relief work in the devastated Irrawaddy Delta. He spoke to Lydian O'Connor about rebuilding communities and the challenges facing the church in Myanmar.
What Caritas Internationalis is helping us, or the church is helping those affected areas, I think practically all the works are done through the parish organization, so the parish priest and the religious there, and most of the time they are occupied in the relief and the rehabilitation there in the space and all that. Yeah. I think they still have to do a lot of things to help the people. At least we are planning to have at least another 2-3 years to build up the society. We don't do just merely for the Catholics only. We try to help others, and the other Buddhists also, yeah, there are many of them.
Is there much interreligious dialogue?
Especially, say, after the Nargis. In fact, many of our programs, we are doing it through the monks. As for our relationship, it is very peaceful and very friendly atmosphere with on the person-to-person level. But as regards the official interreligious or official way of organizing public, or something, we don't do it that much. We keep a very low profile, and because since the government is not so much in favor of different peoples of different religion coming together, it's not so much favorable in our country.
What would you say are the challenges that face the Catholic Church and Catholic people in Myanmar?
They consider it as a foreign religion. So it is one of the challenges that we have to face, and at the same time we have to be aware that we must try to also to put our culture into our own religion. Also, that's one of the challenges, and other things are although we would like to do much in the fields of education or health program, the resources are very limited, and everything, there is a lot of checking or control from the side of the government, and so it's really hard, very difficult for us to really to have a full free program. So in spite of that, I think we try our best to do whatever is possible. Yeah.
That was the Archbishop of Yangon, Charles Bo, speaking to Lydian O'Connor.